Fanny Hill, Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure by John Cleland. Part 4. I had it now, I felt it now, and beginning to drive, he soon gave nature such a powerful summons down to her favourite quarters that she could no longer refuse, repairing thither. All my animal spirits then rushed mechanically to that centre of attraction, and presently, inly warmed and stirred as I was beyond bearing, I lost all restraint, and yielding to the force of the emotion, gave down as mere woman those effusions of pleasure which, in the strictness of still faithful love, I could have wished to have held up. Yet, oh, what an immense difference did I feel between this impression of a pleasure merely animal, and struck out of the collision of the sexes by a passive bodily effect from that sweet fury, that rage of active delight which crowns the enjoyments of a mutual love-passion, where two hearts, tenderly and truly united, club to exalt the joy and give it to a spirit and soul that bids defiance to that which mere momentary desires generally terminate in when they die of the surfeit of satisfaction. Mr. H., whom no distinctions of that sort seemed to disturb, scarce gave himself or me breathing time from the last encounter, but, as if he had tasked himself to prove that the appearance of his vigour were not signs hung out in vain, in a few minutes he was in a condition for renewing the onset, to which, preluding with a storm of kisses, he drove the same course as before with unabated fervour, and thus, in repeated engagements, kept me constantly in exercise till dawn of morning, in all of which time he made me fully sensible of the virtues of his firm texture of limbs, his square shoulders, broad chest, compact hard muscles, in short, a system of manliness that might pass for no bad image of our ancient sturdy barons, when they wielded the battle-axe, whose race is now so thoroughly refined and frittered away to more delicate and modernly built frames of our pap-nerved softlings, who were as pale, as pretty, and almost as masculine as their sisters. Mr. H.